This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers.
Dude.
Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season. Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Welcome to the show today. I am Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
What's going on?
What's going
Periscope,
on,
Periscope, Facebook. Oh, Facebook Live.
What's Facebookians.
Good? What's good?
Periscopians.
What's really good?
And, of course, beside Mr. 315 is BBB. What's going on, man?
Throat's a little scratchy, yelling at the TV last night for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. My God, what a great back and forth. That was the best sporting event of the night last night,
Can you really consider that a sporting event?
Oh, yes. These kids are out there enduring the words.
Enduring what?
The difficult words they were had to spell. Go back and look at the tape. Some of the words they were giving these kids were unbelievable.
Badminton is a sport. Spelling bee is not a sport.
It's a mental sport. It tests all this brain power. It was a great competition. I enjoyed the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I did enjoy the first half.
Did everybody enjoy the spelling bee last night? I mean,
because I know y'all didn't tune in unless you're bandwagon Golden State fans or you Golden State fans. You didn't stay around for the second half of the finals game.
Well, I went and saw a movie, so
there you go.
I went and saw Wonder Woman. If you haven't seen it, which it just came out last night, go see it. It's really good.
I know it's one game, but this doesn't give you a lot of confidence of watching the NBA going forward.
I kind of want to talk about Wonder Woman more than the game last night.
Well, we didn't see Wonder Woman.
I didn't get to see it.
How did you see it yet?
How did she look in those tight uniforms? She's always
outfit,
been smoking.
Her and her midgets look great.
Midgets.
Did you know it was called? I didn't know it was called midgets.
Her tatas.
Her midgets. I never. QCB taught me the term midgets.
Midgets.
Now.
I like it,
man.
Midgets. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They ain't Tig Obeities no more.
Yeah. Nah, midgets.
They midgets.
Jerry Lawler used to say midgets, too.
Did he?
Yeah, Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler.
Speaking of which, quick plug, he'll be in Charlotte this week, Wednesday.
The King.
Baseball game.
The King.
Charlotte Knights.
Jerry Lawler. And, of course, we are live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where all your dreams can come true.
Well, you can make your dreams come true.
Well, you can make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, go CSB.com. Check it out.
Please teach you English. All right, we'll try to do our best. I don't know if you want to learn it from me, but
or myself. We speak kind of broken Ebonics.
Is it broken
clear
Ebonics?
Clear vocab, Southern twang.
I do know a place you can go. Mix. I do know a place you can go to learn English, Doug. Was it the Stugatz Fraud Casting School? You can go there and learn English. He does pretty good on that.
The fraud.
What's good? What's going on? Yes, we're here on this beautiful Friday morning. We had to do it a different day today. And we're also sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
You can teach Russian. Is that what that said?
Yeah.
Niet. I think I'm good.
Zilch. Anyway, we have a great show for you today. You know, of course, as always, we have our LeVar Lance. I know we have a couple of those. Rocky Travels. I got some food to show you guys. Jams of the Week. We had a couple of those. Major League Baseball. One of the things we want to talk about later is rank your top five baseball brawls of all time. That's going to be in segment four. But first, Hero of the Weekend. Monday Afternoon Blues, me and Jeffrey did a show on Monday, and we talked about Tiger Woods and his DUI. Y'all got anything? Or he blew a 0.00.
Because he was sucking to start. When they asked him to blow it, they had to correct him and say, "Sir, you're sucking. You have to blow into it." Oh, I think it's just funny. But I want to get back to you said we have Rocky Travels. For an unsponsored show, we got a lot of money to send your ass all over the, over the continental United States. What is going
without
on?
Without us.
Right?
Without us. On top of
what in the hell?
I'm sorry, man. This week, I'm going to New York with my wife because she's working in New York, so I'm
going
to go.
And now you're going to New York?
I got some business trips. It's a business trip I'm trying to get.
That's what you tell the government, right? It's a business.
It is a business
trip.
Right. I'm trying to go talk to SiriusXM and a couple other places while I'm up there, so we'll see what happens.
Go in there. With your snail, we're good. We'll get the snail in the Indy 500.
If I go to the front door of SiriusXM and if I bring them food, you think they'd let me in?
Yeah. Why not?
Just buy them food, bring them sandwiches.
Bring them a sandwich. Right, a couple sandwiches.
All right. Maybe a pizza.
A bottle of tequila.
Oh, vodka. Yeah, I'll bring them some vodka. That's good. Hey, there you go. Some good Russian vodka. But anyway, first, we're starting with that. Let's go into enemy of the week. And we don't have it. All right. Oh, here we go.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
It's been a while since we heard that. We had to hear that a little bit.
And shout out to Stephen. Yeah. His mom passed away.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened. His mom passed a couple
rest
days
in peace,
ago.
Yeah.
Take all the time. We miss Stephen A. out there, man. We miss his commentary at the finals.
Especially the finals, yeah.
We are used to seeing Stephen A. And I know he's been watching. He's tuning in wherever he is, man. Just get back. Do your thing, man.
This is like his thing this time of year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But enemy of the week.
You got an enemy?
Everybody wants to sit with Kevin Durant, make him the enemy of the week because he ruined the NBA. But nah, Kevin Durant, this was the smart thing for him to do.
Yeah, I think
he's going to win like four or five titles in a row. It doesn't matter how it looks. Who cares? You're still getting paid and you're going to win a lot of chips.
And he's going to take a pay cut.
And I can't be an enemy. He's going to have to take a pay cut because Steph Curry ain't taking no pay cuts.
Keep everybody together.
Steph Curry has taken enough pay cuts. Yeah. Steph Curry needs the max deal.
Oh, no, it's time for Steph.
And it's time for Steph to get that 5-year, $240 million, whatever. But my enemy this week, the double standard of, like, media outlets and fans. What I mean is, after the Coke 600 on Sunday finally ended, right? Kyle Busch goes to the podium.
At like 1 or 2 o'clock anymore.
Kyle Busch is at the podium. He is pouting, crying, acting like the biggest little Mitch in the world, right? And all fans say is, that's Kyle being Kyle. Let that have been Cam Newton up on the stand crying and pouting. We would have crucified and chastised this man to the third degree. I don't like that double standard stuff. If you're going to get on Cam Newton for pouting because he's a loser, not loser meaning he sucks, my loser meaning he hates losing, then you got to get on Kyle Busch the same way because he hates losing that much as well.
Is Kyle Busch known for pouting, though?
Yes.
Okay.
And being Cam is known for pouting, too. But they chastise Cam to the 30,000th degree.
Biggest difference I can say there, though, is you're doing it at the Super Bowl. Okay, after the Super Bowl, and it's NASCAR.
This is the Coke 600. This is one of their four major races.
But nobody's staying up to 1 a.m.
There were people out there.
A lot of people don't. I mean, you can go back and watch it later, too. But
I will say now NASCAR doesn't have the love that it used to have like the NFL has right now.
Look at the ratings of NASCAR.
We know NASCar was the sport 10 years ago. That's fine. But come on, man. Let's throw the same shade at Kyle Busch that we would throw at Cam Newton.
Oh no, he should get it. Another thing is, Kyle Busch is known for being a baby, a big Mitch.
It's not his fault. His crew chiefs made a bad call,
so
stop pouting about it.
And another thing that might, I'm gonna say this is race, right? I mean, you got Cam, you got a white guy doing it. No one doesn't really say as much. I mean, they just don't.
I'm so sick of all these double standards.
Especially with something like that.
And then LeBron, you know, having the N-word spray painted on his gate at his home in California. Cowardly acts like that, man.
And
we're going to talk about that.
And that, okay.
We'll save that for a minute.
Okay,
I will save it.
So, I got a lot
yeah,
to
my
say
enemy
that.
Is just the double standard that we as media folk put out there, man.
We do have it. I mean, there's a lot. What you got?
Like you said, we're going to talk about it, but I'll put it out there.
You
right
got
now.
An enemy?
Yeah. Hell
all right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
That fat slob, Jason Whitlock.
We've been bashing this guy for weeks right now.
I never liked him. I've never liked this dude, man. But like I said, we'll save it. We'll definitely save it. But he had the nerve to say that LeBron James is not a victim because he's rich. Only poor people should be considered victims of stuff like this.
He said that on Fox.
Oh, Chris Broussard lit him up. Pull it up. Chris Broussard lit him up on his show.
That's why
it got pretty heated.
Like Michael Wilbon, I love Michael Wilbon. He'll tell you straight up. Hates Jason Whitlock. He does not like anything Jason Whitlock stands for.
I don't like anything he stands for.
And I'm starting to get to that point, man. I used to like some of his points, some of the stuff he's saying, but when you go back and listen to a lot of his previous commentary, it starts to rub you the wrong way, man.
Listen to what he said yesterday on his show.
I'll pull it up.
With Chris Broussard. And Chris Broussard, like, he wanted to punch him in the face, man.
And yeah, so I know we did a show Monday, and Jeffrey, you know, too legit, he likes Jason Whitlock on some of the things I think he says. I don't think everything. But I don't really care for him anyway. Mine is Tyronn Lue, man. Watching that game last night, what in the world are you doing? You got LeBron James running the point. He's standing up front. You got Kyrie sitting on the side while Steph is just sitting there twiddling his thumbs, not doing anything. You need to be aggressive against those guys, especially Steph and Klay. Those who you need to attack as much as you can. The game plan is horrible. Like I said before the show, have LeBron down low, have him in the post, have Kyrie up top against Steph, have Kevin Love on the outside against Durant, get him out of the lane if you can, and drive to the basket. That's all you got to do.
Easy as that.
Or play 2-on-2. You can't stop. No one can tell me they can stop Kyrie and LeBron on a 2-on-2 game on pick and roll and stuff. You can't stop that. Okay. Who's gonna step up and stop them?
Like I said, Ty Lue, you out there, enemy of the week, man. You gotta make amends.
The game plan, man. And they do this every freaking year.
And Ty Lue,
and it's so frustrating.
And Ty Lue, is Boston still harder to guard than Golden State?
Right.
I got his point of he was trying to say, you know, without their star, they have to pass it more, so it's harder to defend. When you play the Warriors, you know who you got to defend.
Everybody.
Yeah, well, at least 4 of the 5. Maybe 3 of the 5.
Well, most teams don't have players you have to guard.
That's very true. But anyway, come on, Tyronn. You got to do better. This team is better than what they did last night. Let's go into hot sauce. All right. Bryce Harper gets hit by Giants pitcher Hunter Strickland. Harper gets suspended 4 games. It's been reduced to 3. Strickland gets 6 games. First question, is the punishment right?
No, absolutely not. The pitcher needs to be suspended for 20 games. He threw at Bryce Harper intentionally. 98 miles an hour. Like, he should be charged with assault with the attempt for murder or manslaughter or something. Have you ever seen that movie Lucky Number 11 with Josh Hartnett? At the beginning of the movie, Josh Hartnett kills a bookie with a fastball to the eye. A baseball is a dangerous weapon, man. This dude should have been charged with assault and should have been suspended 20-plus games.
Well, because it comes down to 6 games, that's 1 start that he's only missing.
He's not even a starter. He's a reliever.
Right. He's a reliever. So, all right. Still, that's going
to
be
these
nothing.
These pitchers need to be held accountable for their actions. And if you got a fastball and you intentionally want to throw it at somebody, a baseball, and you intentionally throw it at somebody 100 miles a freaking hour, charges need to be brought against you. Period. Period.
Why not let the batter pick up the ball and throw it back at the pitcher and see how it feels?
Only thing Bryce Harper did wrong was he threw the helmet. He should have kept the helmet in his hand and swung the helmet at him instead of getting punched in the nose after he got hit by a fastball. Like, Bryce Harper, you got the dicks into that.
The
man.
Really loser of this is Michael Morse, the first baseman for the Giants. He's in 7-day DL concussion protocol.
He
got smacked by Jeff Samardzija, who came in.
Jeff Samardzija for Notre Dame? To play for Notre Dame?
Yep.
Isn't he his teammate?
Yes. Oh. Yes. They bumped into each other because he ran in. That's what happened.
Samardzija was a football player, so he didn't feel nothing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like, oh, boy. The next one, but I think they ought to put them in a penalty box against each other for 30 seconds or something.
They need to bring charges against these pitchers. It is unfair, man. It is unfair. That's just how I feel.
95-mile park.
If I was Bryce Harper's father and I'm sitting in the stands and my son gets a 98-mile fastball thrown at him, how do you think I'm feeling?
And 6 games, man. Come on. 20, 10, take money
away. It needs
away.
To be 20-plus and charges.
And this is your biggest star in baseball.
Right.
Bryce Harper.
Like,
I mean, Mike
the casual
Harper.
Baseball fan knows Bryce Harper's name.
Right. Yep.
Anyway, I thought it was great. I love brawls in baseball. I do.
But Bryce, next time, keep the helmet in your hand, man, and swing the helmet. Try to bash his face in.
And that was a bad throw, too.
It was a terrible throw.
That was a bad throw.
Well, it was a plastic helmet. I mean, it doesn't go that.
Shoot, if you have it in your hand and you swing it at somebody's hand, you're in close range, it becomes a real weapon. Then.
No, you don't throw it because the wind took it. Some.
And then you got punched in the nose.
Later, we were ranked the top 5 brawls of all time in baseball. We'll do that during fourth segment today. Next, during the fight, Buster Posey decided not to attempt to stop Harper from going after his pitcher. Are you okay with Posey not stopping Harper? Don't forget Madison Bumgarner left the dugout. He went to the back. He's on the DL, so I get that. Are you okay with Buster not stopping him and not even trying to get in the fight?
No, you go straight Steven Jackson.
You go straight Steven?
Yeah, straight Steven.
I don't know, because you saw Buster's reaction. He was like, oh, my God, I knew he was going to throw at him. And by the time he realized Bryce Harper was charging him out, he was – oh, snap, Bryce Harper's charging the mound. I think it caught him off guard. But Buster's, what, 35?
Oh, he's 30, I think 30, 31, something like that.
How many times has he destroyed his leg?
He's been on the DL many times. So I get it. He's been concussed a couple
times. How much
is
he worth to the San Francisco Giants yearly? Like 20, 25 million?
He's their biggest star. He's their best player.
He don't need to go out and protect no damn relief pitcher. You brought this upon yourself.
Well,
go out and protect yourself.
If you watch it, after it happened, he threw his hands down like, man, did you just really do this? I thought we talked about this before and we ain't doing this.
That's why he went to go protect him.
I don't blame him at all. A lot of people have a problem with him not joining the fight. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I ain't got a problem with it. You don't want to be in the brawl, don't get in the brawl. You don't want none, stay back.
Like, I don't want to bruise my knuckles on someone else's hard head for your stupid ass.
Right.
It'd be something if I did, or I'm protecting myself. Okay, but you wind up and you throw a fastball, I should go out there and join Bryce Harper. We need to double team you. Double lariat.
Clothesline.
Right.
But, yeah, come on, man. I'm all right with it. I mean, Madison Bumgarner left and went back into the dugout.
Because he's a hothead.
And he's hurt.
And a blown-out shoulder.
Oh, so yeah. Guys from Hickory, man, they don't play.
But you know the story with Madison Bumgarner now. What? He ain't going to go out there and run at no white guy. But if it would have been a man of color, Bumgarner would have been the first one.
I don't know about
one.
That, man. He run it. If it was Clayton Kershaw, he would have ran after.
Hold up. I don't know the story. Why is that?
Like, there's reports that Bumgarner isn't the biggest fan of the minority
of the people.
Well, hold on a second.
Really?
Listen, I'm not calling the whole city out, but it's Hickory, North Carolina. It's not like.
He's had multiple blow-ups with Latino and African-American
and the brothers,
players.
And the brothers, huh? Okay.
So, say what you want about Mad Bum.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, suppose he's a nice guy. We'll see. But anyway, I thought this suspension was totally wrong. I'm cool with Posey not doing it. We talked about Tiger. I mean, will he even get – do you buy what Tiger said? It was prescription drugs?
Absolutely. We know he has problems. Has had back issues, and the night his ex-wife busted out his window, he was high on like Ambien or something. He's been taking prescription drugs for years. And this is one of the side effects, man, where you caught in like a half daze where you're not asleep, but you're awake. And unfortunately for Tiger, he happened to be caught behind the wheel of a car. I mean, Tiger.
That's where somebody's got to be at home with him and be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yep.
You can't be driving, you taking this medicine.
What happened to all his side pieces he had? They don't mess with Tiger anymore?
He had a lot of them, too.
He had a whole bunch.
Oh, he still got them. Come on, dude.
I don't know, Tiger.
That receding hairline, the girls might have left.
Yeah, Tiger, it's time to go
Tiger,
home.
Tiger,
come
Tiger,
home. Come on.
Eldritch. You got to wake up, fam. You're too old for all this, Eldritch. We expect better.
Did y'all see the memes? I saw some people a meme with the mugshot said, now the race comes up.
Well, yeah, it's funny, because they circled, because it put black on it. It's
right?
Like, oh, yeah. You've been cablasian for all these years. No, brother. Once it hits the fan, oh, you black.
Oh, second you go to jail.
Black. Oh, you black. You got your wake-up call. Oh, yeah.
Tiger going to pull an OJ and start hanging around black people to get some black friends.
And it was
according
funny.
To the documentary, anyway.
And it was funny because every time I see that mugshot, he looks less and less Asian. He looks
goatee getting thicker, season getting tighter,
that beard getting a little nappy.
All right, we'll move on from that. Do you think he'll get his life back together?
He has time. Golf is an endless game. Like Vijay Singh was just competing for the senior PGA Championship or something like that, or Masters or something like that. So you got a lot of time to play golf.
All right. Well, last question. Will he win another major?
The way it looks now is hell no.
I think he will, like, in his 50s, if he's still playing in his 50s, through his 50s. I still see one. But right now, as of right now, no. He has to get it together, man.
Like, I think no.
I haven't seen a man golf in years.
All right, moving on. LeBron's home in L.A. was vandalized. Someone wrote the N-word on his gate. All I got to say, it doesn't matter the color. Using the N-word, come on, man, people. And somebody's home, I don't care who it is, black, white, rich, poor. Come on, dude.
They talked about this on NBA Countdown last night, too, and LeBron almost said it during the interview, man. He was like, man, no matter how much fame you got, how much money you got, how well respected you are around the world, you still. He almost even used the N word.
Yeah,
that's just how. That's just how a lot of these bigots with these closed minded views and opinions of the world are, and it's not going to go away. It's never going
to
go away.
To some of them, they only love you when you're throwing a football, catching a football, running a football, passing a basketball, shooting a basketball, or dunking a basketball, swinging a bat, pitching. But after it's all said and done, you just that to them.
Now, my only question is this a Golden State Warrior fan that did this, or was this just
some idiot,
or is it it definitely is an idiot. Is it a combination of both, though? Is it an idiot Warrior fan?
And where is his home? Is it Brentwood?
This one, I think it's Brentwood.
Isn't Brentwood known for little stuff like that, though? I've always heard Brentwood was kind of known.
I thought that was OJ's.
That's OJ's neighborhood.
OJ's neighborhood?
Yeah, that's where Nicole Simpson and OJ was living.
In Brentwood?
I
can imagine. Well, like, if that's
this
the case,
is a high-dollar, super elite neighborhood.
And if it was, I can imagine the hell they went through if they are like that. But, you know, it's just...
I think until the country comes together and stop black, white, whatever, it happens to a human. It doesn't, come on, man.
But, I mean, if everybody was peace and love, there would be nothing to talk about. Hate and crimes and anger, it just catch people's attention more than anything.
No, I know. It catches attention. Media throws it out there and sometimes
bomb
worse.
Goes off somewhere.
Right.
Everything's covering it.
Yep.
Sports athlete slugs his wife. Everybody covering it.
Yep.
That's true. Moving on, World of Fame rankings come out this week. I don't know if you guys checked this out.
What the hell is the World of Fame?
It is who are the most famous athletes on the planet.
Oh, wow.
The 100 most famous athletes. They got Ronaldo, one, LeBron,
Messi,
two.
Oh, LeBron, two.
Messi, three.
Okay.
Roger Federer, four.
I'm surprised.
Mickelson, five.
Wow, Phil, really?
Uncle Phil. Neymar, six. Usain Bolt 7, Kevin Durant 8, Rafael Nadal 9, and Tiger 10.
Okay, Tiger's still in the top 10?
Still top 10.
I'm surprised KD in the top 10.
Me too.
Nadal.
I'm surprised Steph Curry isn't more popular.
Yeah,
well, Steph Curry in the States is more popular than Kevin Durant.
Right, yeah.
In the Bay Area, even the little girl from the little spelling bee last night was like, she didn't say go Warriors. She was like, go Curry.
I saw that. Yeah, had the jersey on and everything. Yeah.
Curry is number 11.
I'm just outside the top 10.
Wow. Curry's
number 11.
I'm not surprised by the amount of footballers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Messi,
yeah.
Neymar, Ronaldo.
Ronda Rousey, your side chick's number 16.
Okay, Ronda.
Kake is number 18.
You like Ronda, too?
I love Ronda,
do you?
I love Ronda.
Really?
Serena Williams is 19.
She put me in an armbar.
Tom Brady's 21. Conor McGregor's 25.
Conor's slowly moving up there.
Who's Derek number 100? Rose is 33. Holy cow.
Who?
Derek Rose.
So Tom Brady is the highest NFL rated player at 21?
NFL, yes.
Wait a minute, Derek
Rose. Brady's. Yeah, Derek Rose is above Russell Westbrook.
So they have.
Kyrie Irving's 34.
You see how the game, these global games, football, basketball, tennis.
Yeah,
those are the more popular athletes.
Cam
NFL.
Newton is 47.
NFL, we fall into the 20s. Yeah.
Damn,
Cam Newton 47. Drew Brees 52.
Damn. Cam Newton's 47.
Yep.
And he's 44 on the NFL top 100. 44. Wasn't he like top 3 last year?
Hope Solo's 75.
See, Hope Solo, my girl.
Your girl?
Both of my girls up in the top 100.
Jimmy Johnson, only racer I see on the list, is 86.
Okay.
Let me say NASCAR. There's F1 drivers on here.
Is Sebastian Vettel up there and Lewis Hamilton?
Probably. Darrell Hart Jr., actually 69, my fault. There's two.
Oh, yeah, Earnhardt is huge.
Muhammad Salih is 100.
I don't know who that is.
Muhammad Salih. He's a soccer player.
Another footballer.
Another soccer player.
They start and end the list.
Yeah, there's a bunch of soccer players on here. You go to other countries, it's huge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not like the U.S.
Yep.
But anyway, that's the top 100. I just wanted to see what you guys thought of that list.
Not surprised.
I'm surprised football.
I thought Messi would be ahead of LeBron, though. That's where I'm a little surprised at, because Messi's huge overseas, too.
I figured Tom Brady would be higher up, just because of Giselle and with everything going on. I figured he'd be a lot higher.
That's what the world thinks about America and American sports in general.
Oh, no, yeah. You go over to – when I went over to Ireland a couple years ago, we talked about Super Bowl compared to rugby and Gaelic football they have. Gaelic football, man. You watch Gaelic football, it's a mix of soccer and football. Boy, that is a sport. Because you're physical all the time.
There's no concussion protocol in these sports, I don't believe.
There's no concussion protocol. They think we're weak.
Yeah.
Our football is weak. But, yeah, there's a bunch of soccer players. Lewis Hamilton, yes, he's on the list. He is number 84. Sebastian. Odell Beckham Jr. is actually 64.
Okay, OBJ.
I forgot OBJ is up there on the list. All right, moving on. That's that. We'll go into patrolling because we got good patrolling this week.
BSS Carolinas presents patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
I have a couple. The first one, Tampa Bay. Bucks troll Atlanta Falcons on Super Bowl loss. They come out with a – they're not showing it. All right. The Bucks came out with a spinner, okay, a fidget spinner. And the Falcons came back and said, y'all nervous about something. Then they come out with another photo. All this is on our Facebook page. The Falcons come up with one. You know, of course, saying y'all nervous about something. Bucks come back and say they tweet a picture of Jameis Winston, number 3, and the number 28 person on the team together and said, yeah, this is what we're nervous about, y'all getting 28-3. So then Dirk Cutter comes out and said, we're not like this, so we need to stop as a franchise. Stop it, Dirk Cutter. This is the NFL. Let them fool around. Come on, it's Twitter. Let's have some fun on Twitter. Let's have the rivalries.
That division is going to be something else.
I agree. I think so. But
NFL trying to have fun. Roger Goodell is loosening up. Let's have the trash talk. Yep. Let's have this beef. We need something to fill time. We're tired of hearing about NFL players getting arrested.
Exactly. I don't have a problem with them.
Me either.
Come on, man. There's supposed to be some hatred between the two. Then the next one, John Jones responds to Alexander Gustafsson's comments. I think that I did that pretty well. Gustafsson. Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. This past weekend, John Bon Jones saying, I'm not a champion because you don't like my personality, blank you, LOL. Of course, you're rooting for Daniel Gus. You might as well pray for him while you're at it. And here's a little FYI. You didn't lose against DC because of your cardio. It's because of your lack of heart. Gustafsson said, no, friend. Against you, it was because of the absence of USA anti-doping.
Man.
The UFC bite is always talking stuff. Man.
And Jones comes back and says, LOL, keep telling yourself that, my son. And that was it. Mm. These two, can we have another fight? Just let, I'm ready for the Cormier fight. Now, I'm not a huge UFC guy. I mean, I will watch it, but this fight, the Cormier and Jones, I'm going to have to watch that one.
Yeah.
So
we'd be trying to watch it, and then John Jones does something stupid.
And it canceled the fight.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah, he'll do that again.
So don't hold your breath.
That's my two for the week, this week. Y'all got anything else? For this segment?
No, stick around, man. You know, keep tuning in, Facebook Live, Periscope.
Yeah, man.
Catch all our other shows on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker.
And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. And when we come back, we'll talk about local sports, Panthers, NASCAR, dummies, Rocky Travels, and Shoes of the Week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Nike just put out this tweet.